Lone Star Brahma Hockey on KATX. Listen all season as we bring you up to date on all things Brahmas. Interviews with coaches, players, and more featuring in-depth details about previous games as well as upcoming matchups. It's Lone Star Brahma Hockey with your host, Matthew Householder.
It's Brahma Talk with Coach Dan Wildfong on the line. Coach, how are we doing this morning?
I'm doing great.
Well, it's good to hear your voice, you know, being able to talk to us this morning, as I know that your health is still a little bit of an issue, but we're not going to focus on that. You told me off air that things are going well, and that's all we want to hear. So, very good to hear. It was a rough weekend for the Lone Star Brahmas as they faced up against the Rio Grande Valley Killer Bees, and we're not going to go into the depth and detail of the games, but, you know, just some unfortunate losses over the weekend, Coach.
Yeah, I thought, honestly, the first game we made steps to get better. Our systems and for a young team, I thought we competed hard, and then this is pretty disappointed on Saturday. I don't think we came out very hard, and we really got outshot. We're going through some growing pains right now, and we're trying to learn how to be a team and learn how to win in this league, and it's not easy.
Now, some of the other teams were already pre-established before this season, correct?
Yeah.
And so they've had their programs established, and, you know, coming into the NAHL, definitely different from the CHL, so there will be a little bit of a differential there. But as far as the team with the Lone Star Brahmas go, where do you think the most work needs to be focused on?
Well, I think, you know, we're just losing too many battles. I think some guys are a little bit more seasoned in winning battles in this league. You know, they've been around the league a little bit. So when you have some new guys, that just getting us all on the same page and learning how to win and compete at this level. I just don't think our team's there right now. We want to be. Everyone, I want them to be, but we're not. And it's not like we're getting blown out. Games are really tight. They're obviously 4-3. It was 4-2 games over the weekend with a couple empty netters. So I don't think we're really that far off, but we're not there either. So it's coming, but it's not there. It's going to take some time, and once we get it, I think we'll be fine.
Well, I think the best news is that currently right now y'all aren't in last place in the standings. So that's always good, right?
It's good, but it's not where we want to be either.
Right.
We don't even want to have a conversation, but at the end of the day, we got to dig ourselves out of this hole. We put ourselves in, and we got to stay positive. We got to keep looking to get better every day.
Well, there's still plenty of hockey to play throughout the rest of the season. You know, and as we said, this is still a new program for the Lone Star Brahmas being in the NAHL. And it's just kind of getting used to it. And like you said, getting players into their spots, getting the feel for each other, and, you know, trying to get that chemistry worked out. But as a whole, where do you think your strongest play lies?
Well, I think, you know, we've been pretty solid goaltending. If you look at the shots against, we're getting probably outshot 2-1. So I think our goaltending, three goaltenders, and all solid. I think that's been our strongest point.
And are you keeping rotating the goaltenders, or sticking with Nahima, or?
Yeah, we've been rotating them a little. We put Nahima in the other night. Obviously, he had a couple more. He had a pretty successful weekend. The weekend before, he got a big W for us, and we tried him back again. But we're going to have to obviously make a decision here pretty soon. It's not fair to carry three goalies all year and rotate them. It's not good for our team. And so we got to make a couple decisions and just go with it.
The upcoming games for this weekend. It's actually just the Rio Grande Valley Killer Bees again, so y'all will be traveling there on Saturday, correct?
Yeah, correct. Well, we're going to actually leave on Friday. We leave usually around 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock and get down there, so we're rested, ready to go for this game. We gotta have a good performance. We've been talking about competing and battling in practice every day, and then I'm telling you, it's not like we don't work hard in practice, but we gotta make sure we're ready for the game.
Well, the Rio Grande Valley Killer Bees, that is coming up this Saturday at 7 from Rio Grande Valley arena there. But what do you think, what changes are going to be necessary this week in order to pick up a win?
Well, I'll tell you the truth, we changed our D zone. We changed a couple things in our systems. We just, sometimes you have to make some adjustments compared to your team instead of just compared to what you've done in the past. So we're making those adjustments, and I hope these guys pick them up pretty quick again so that we can start turning this train around.
Well, I know that you don't like to specifically single out too many players, as you like to spread love, so to speak, to all your guys. But who this season thus far has really stepped up and taken a leadership role for you?
I think Matty LaFon has been one of our most solid players. He just, every time he comes to the rink, he wants to get better. He wants to learn. So I think he's been a very good surprise for us. And, there's been a couple other guys. He's been basically our big our guy that's been consistent throughout the whole season so far.
Very good. And let's see, one of the main questions that I've been wanting to ask you, are you excited to finally be able to get some home games coming up on the 25th and 26th?
Yeah, I think that obviously will help, energize the guys a little more, give them a little more, ramp it up a little more in our building. We've always had a good record at home in this building. I thought we played well, actually, when we played here at the beginning of the year. So it would definitely is not going to hurt.
Right. And coming up on October 25th, they will be giving away magnet schedules at the game. And then October 26th, wear your Halloween costume. It's Boo at the Shoe. And I know, Coach, that's one of your favorite times to be able to have a game right there around Halloween, getting everybody in with all their costumes on.
Yeah, definitely. It's great to have the kids out there and celebrate Halloween and get to see what everyone's wearing.
Well, before we start wrapping things up, I really do want to ask if there has been any new changes to the roster recently.
We're making a few moves here and there, but nothing's been crazy. We're still looking for a couple guys in the USHL that are just on the bubble, and we're hopefully here next day or so. If we get a couple guys back, it will definitely help us. So we're always tweaking the roster, especially if you're not, things aren't going well, you got to make it where you're always looking and always trying to get better for your team.
Very good. Well, Coach Wildfong joining us this morning. I'm not going to keep you too long. I know that you have a lot on your mind as you're trying to prepare for this final game on the road before being able to head back home next week. So, Coach Wildfong, any closing statements that you'd like to get out there?
No, I do want to let people know that we are going to be having a golf tournament on November 17th, and it's on our website. So if anyone's interested, we'd love to have you out there for a scramble. We're going to meet the players and be good outing.
You can find all the information at LoneStarBrahmas.com. Lone Star Brahma Hockey, of course, coming back to the Shoebox. That's the Nitech Sports Arena on October 25th and 26th. Tickets are on sale online, or you can just stop by Nitech Sports Arena and speak with the ticket staff of Lone Star Brahma Hockey. So, Coach Wildfong, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having us. Appreciate it.
And that's been another segment of Brahma Talk. We'll be back next week. And as always, don't forget that you can check out this episode or more at LoneStarBrahmas.com or at KATXRadio.com.
Thanks for tuning in for Lone Star Brahma Hockey.
There we go, there we go.
Continue to listen all season for details of games directly from the players and coaches.
Let's go, bud, let's go. Come on, boys, get that net. Come on, boys, come on, boys.
To listen to this episode or previous, head over to LoneStarBrahmas.com or find them on Facebook. Lone Star Brahmas on KATX.